Sugya here on Daf Lama Chesamad Aleph, and the Gemara says, back on the Mishnah, the Gemara says that there is a machlokes, what bracha you say on bread. The Mishnah said on Lamed Hey Amad Aleph that we say Amotzei Lechem Min Haaretz. That's what the Mishnah said.
The Mishnah said that one is
Mishnah says I'll pass that we say Amotzei Lechem Min Haaretz, right? That's what the Mishnah says. Mishnah says I'll pass and say Amotzei Lechem Min Haaretz. Okay? This is not working at all. Yeah, tell him that he should call in, okay? It's not working at all. Okay? Yeah, it's not working. Okay, let's begin. We gotta focus. Let's begin. Mishnah says on Lamed Hey Amad Aleph, is this on tape? Tell Noam, please, to call in. Okay? Someone, you want to use my phone? Tell him to call. Somebody should call in and listen to Shir. Okay? No, it's okay. But I'd like him to call in and listen to someone's phone. Okay, it says on Lamed Hey Amad Aleph in the Mishnah. The Mishnah says that on Pas, that we say Hamotzei Lechem Min Haaretz. That's the Lashon of Mishnah. Okay? So the Gemara comments here on Lamed Chesam and Aleph. The Gemara has a machlekes in Tanoim. What bracha that we say? So let's see the Gemara. Okay? Gavriel, why don't you read? Go ahead. Al Pasu Omer. Go ahead.
Shal Pasu Omer Hamotzei Lechule. Tanar Baran Mahu Omer Hamotzei Lechem Min Haaretz. Rabbi Nechaya Omer Hamotzei Lechem Min Haaretz.
So we have machlokes tanoim. Should you say the hey, Hamotzei Lechem Min Haaretz, or should you say Motzei Lechem Min Haaretz? Machlokes Tanakama, who's usually the Chachamim, against Reb Nechemya. Okay.
Does that mean
yes.
That the Mishnah says.
No. Motzei Lechem Min Haaretz. The Nusach HaMishnah is Hamotzei Lechem Min Haaretz. No. So the Gemara, the Mishnah is going like the Tanakama, the Chachamim. That's a good hara. But it's going like the Reb Nechemya argues in the Mishnah. He's a Tana, right? So anyone who mentioned Tanaic literature can argue on the Mishnah. So the Mishnah is going to leave it to the Chacham. It's a good horror. But this is the Machlaikas, okay? That's the Machlaikas. Okay, go ahead. So whenever we have a Machlaikas, Yochid Rabim, we always pass it like what? We always pass it like the Rabim, okay? So let's see the Gemara. Go ahead. I'm a Ravo. Excellent. So he says the following. He says that Rava says that Motzi, everyone agrees that it means the Afik. What does Afik mean?
In the past.
Past tense. That's correct. And therefore, Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim. Who's talking in that when it says Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim? Does anyone know who's talking when it says that? Bilam. Bilam was talking. This is in Parshas Balak. Bilam was talking 40 years later. After what we're taking out of Mitzrayim, he's talking in the past. So you see, Beferish, think so. Think what they had last year, the Midbar's when Bilam spoke. So therefore, he's speaking on the past. So therefore, since he's speaking on the past, we see Beferish that the word Motzi means past. And let's get Rashi, because there's three shittas we have to see in the Rishonim. Go ahead, read Rashi. Tofik Mashmo. That Hashem took it out already. Took out all the ingredients you need to make bread. Go ahead. Vaha. L'sha'avar be'inin. This is for sure a proper bracha, because the l'sha'avar be'inin. We require past. Go ahead, Sharei. Right, Hashem already took the bread out of the ground. He didn't literally, but all the ingredients are from, were from the ground, the wheat. Obviously, you needed water a little bit, but you have what? You have the wheat, and you already took it out. So the proper what? The proper tense is past. Go ahead, Dixiv. Right. We should have known that from Rashi. Rashi says Beferus. That's in Parshas Bilam. Right? We already had left by the time of Parshas Bilam. So why don't you get down in your notes. Rashi says that the tense is always Lashon what? Lashon Avar. That the correctness of HaBracha, the way you should try to find it, is a past tense. This is Rashi Shita, Lashon Avar. If you look in the tour, The Torah had a completely different girsa of the Gemara. I really don't know what his girsa was, but he had a completely different girsa, and his girsa is that you always look for the future when you say a bracha. So the Torah is diametrically opposed to Rashi. The Torah is in Kuf Samach Zayin Os Beis. Kuli Alma Sorbim that Motzi is Lahavol, and therefore you always have to say a bracha Lahavol. And the Beis Yosef writes there, the Mask of Efshar must be the Torah had a completely different girsa in the Gemara. Okay? So I want you to get that down. Rashi says the correct nusach is what? Avar. The Torah holds the correct nusach Sam is what? Future. Beis Yosef says he had a different gears in our Gemara. And the Piskei Rid, which Nate was so kind enough to find, and Dibur Maskel Chutz, says that the optimal nusach should be B'loshen Hova, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is constantly making things for us. And when the Gemara says Afik means, Lashon Avar means present and past. Okay, it means present and past, and it doesn't mean something that's only the future, like Yotzi. A nusach that's only the future is not right, he says. He says completely the opposite of the Torah. And he says, the machlok is hamotzi only lashon asid, or is hamotzi lashon hova and asid? So if it's lashon hova, it's going to be what? It's going to be good. So basically, if I ask you, what's the correct nusach and tense that you should have in Pinchos Brachos? It's three shittos in Rishonim. Rashi on the spot here says the Lashon is what? Lashon of our past. The Torah on the other extreme says it's Lashon future. You must add a different gear, so the Gemara says the Beis Yosef. And the middle sheet is the Piskei Rid. You're looking for what? You're looking for the present Lashon Hovah. And therefore, when the Gemara says that Afik means Avar, it meant Gam Avar. But the Ikar is it also means what? It means present. And the Machlokes Tanoim, Nechem and Nechem, is Hamotzi mean Lamaisa, only what? Only future? Does it also mean future and present? And if it means present, it'll be good. So that's the way, Lamaisa, I want you to make sure you get this, these three shittas, Lamaisa, in the Rishonim. And and this is the Chiddush, Lamaisa, does anyone know what the Lashon Toar means? What does Toar mean?
Excellent.
Very good, Gavriel. The Sefer Chachmas Manoach points out, and I want you to get this down. He asked the Kashi, he says, Lashon Avar, what would have been the best word? Hotzi. What does the word Hotzi mean? What does Hotzi mean? He took out already, right? What are you pilpling with Hamotzi Lechem in Aretz Sam for? Just say Hotzi, right? Wouldn't that have been much better? Chachmas Manoach asks, the Lashon Avar is, we would say Hotzi. Motzi and Hamotzi are more present tense things, types of things. So Rashi says, you know what? And according to Rashi, we're always looking for something in the past, so wouldn't have Hotzi been better? So the answer is that we're looking at, this whole sugi is looking as being an adjective. What do you mean by an adjective? Hashem is the one who's motzi lechem in aretz. Hashem is the noun. Hashem is the noun that takes motzi lechem in aretz. And the kavanah of Rashi is that the toar should be that when did Hashem take it out? You know, when did he take it out? Was it in the past? Yes. We want to know that it means the past. So Hashem, Lamaisa, Motzi, also is talking about the word Hotzi. So therefore, it comes out of Lashon Toar, and that's the Lashon is, Hotzi is not a Lashon Toar. Hotzi is a verb. We want an adjective. So what adjective means, what does the word adjective mean? Describing Hashem. What is Hashem doing, Lamaisa? Exactly. So we want to make sure, Lamaisa, it would be very difficult. You know what would have been the best bet to say? Ashir Hotzi Lechem in Aretz. Ashir Hotzi Lechem in Aretz. That would have been the best bet to say. So the answer is that what? We can't mevarach. The Lashon Toar has only been Motzi and Hamotzi. Hotzi is not a Lashon Toar. And therefore, you can't say Abrach Asher Hotzi Lechem in Aretz. We're looking for something that's a Lashon Toar. And Motzi and Hamotzi fit into that. Hotzi does not fit into that at all. That's what the Sefer Chachos Manoach says. And that's a very, very interesting Chiddush that he says, Halacha L'maisa. Okay? Fine. So we have the Pshat, the Marsha, three Shittas in the Rishonim on this. Let's continue now in the Gemara. Go ahead, Gavriel. So what does it say? Ki what?
Ki Pligi.
What's Ki mean?
When?
Excellent. When do they argue? Go ahead. Excellent. They argue about Motzi.
Rabbanan Savrei, Motzi, Da'afik Mashma.
Which means what? Past tense, so it's good, Dixiv.
Motzi L'chalamayim, Zora Chalamish.
What did Moshe Rabbeinu say to Klal Yisrael at the end of the 40 years? That where'd you get all your water during the Midbar? Hashem took out water from a flint and a rock. Don't ever forget it, where you came from, right? Look what Hashem took care of you. So you see, Hamotzi Losh Over. Therefore, it's no problem to say a bracha like this. Look at Rashi. Hamotzi L'chamayim. Yeah, read the Dibur Maskil. Excellent. Go ahead, Vaitin, more of Nehemiah. What's mafik mean?
In the future.
Excellent. Doesn't mean passion, Amar. Now what does this mean?
Hashem will take you out from the sufferings of Mitzrayim.
Right, this is when what? This is when Hashem, Moshe Rabbeinu is introducing himself to what? To Klal Yisrael. And he says, Hashem says, you know, Hashem says he's going to take you out. So that's Lashon Asid. So that's why Nehemiah says, I don't like Hamotzi. I don't like the word Hamotzi because it means Lashon Asid. And we need to find what? Lashon Over. We're working with what? With Rashi's Pshat. We're working with Rashi's Pshat, Lamais. Okay? So you see, Beferish, that what? Each one has their what? Each one has their pasuk. Okay? Now, Lamaisa, what do you think, which the Gemara doesn't take care of, how is Nehemiah going to take care of the Rabbanan's pasuk of Hamotzi Lecha Mitzur Chalamish? What does Rashi say? Read the Rashi. Rashi fills in the blank for you, right? When you read this Gemara, each one has their own pasuk. So you got to ask yourself, how is each one going to take care of the other one's pasuk? Because the Gemara only does it on one side. Did you notice that, Sam? The Gemara doesn't say it on the other side. How does Rav Nehemia take care of what? Take care of the pasuk. I mean, the implication might be that
we can't.
Well, we're going to say yes, but I'm saying the reason why the Gemara didn't say it before is because that is an indicator we pass on like who? The Chachamim. The Gemara is only interested in how the Rabbanan, I want you to think when you read the structure of the Gemara. The Gemara is only interested because how the Rabbanan are going to do it because of how we pass him. We pass him like the Rabbanan, right? So we want to know how the Rabbanan are going to figure out Rav Nehemia's pasuk. The Gemara does do that before, but the Gemara doesn't do the opposite because we don't hold like Rav Nehemia. You follow what I'm saying? I wanted you to pick that up in the Lashon of Gemara. You got that, Sam? Okay, so what does Rashi say? Rashi fills in the blank. Go ahead, Rav Yoshia. I'm sorry, Rav Nehemia.
Rav Nehemia is our demafik mashmah.
In the future, is going to what? In the future, is going to be motzi. Go ahead, Dechsiv.
Dechsiv hamotzi etchem, because shenemar pasuk zed, v'moshe adayin lo yatsu. Hamotzi l'chamayim.
So what's Rashi? How does Rashi answer it? You tell me. That what? The Chumim proof there are men Lashon Avar. What does the Nehemiah say? No, it's talking about the waters that were still what? Still coming out at that time. And all the futuristic waters. So basically, what is it saying?
It's talking about the future.
It's talking about the future. When he said this pasuk to Moshe, they had not yet what? They had not gone out. That's what's going to be Lamaisa in the future, Rav Nehemia says. So you see Lamaisa, how he what? You see how Rav Nehemia turns it around and says what? And says that's how he would deal with what? Deal with the Chum's Pasuk. That Amotzi Lecha doesn't mean Lashon what? Lashon Aver. Itaka what? Itaka means Lashon future, and that's why it's not an appropriate Pasuk for me to quote. That's what Rav Nehemia says. Okay? He stands on his head, Rashi, and he says, the one, Rav Nehemia says, us lotzi, the ones that in the future are going to come out. When he said this pasuk to Moshe, adayin lo yotzi. They hadn't yet gone out. So that's how Rashi re-explains how Rav Nehemia is going to what, going to deal with the pasuk. Okay, everyone got that? Yes, go ahead, Jacob.
Isn't Rashi explaining how he's learning out from the pasuk that it quotes for him? Why is pasuk? It's not...
No, not at all. He's trying to be masbir. Why Lamaisa Rav Nehemia? Rav Nehemia holds that Hamotzi means future. Yes,
right.
And that's how Rashi's masbir that Hamotzi means future. Right.
From the
Bala. Right. Hamotzi means the future. That means the future. But how is he going to take care of what? How is he going to take care of Hamotzi Lachamayim?
I don't know, but Rashi doesn't.
Sure, he does. At the end of the Rashi. Read the Rashi again. I'm glad he asked me that, Jacob. Guys, look at that Rashi again. This Rashi has two purposes. One is to be mazur of why Amotzi means futuristic, which is not good. And that's why Rav Nehemia says Amotzi is bad. You with me, Cheskel? And what's the other thing that he does? He takes care of the Chum's Pasuk. Why the Chum's Pasuk is not a good marker to tell me that what? To tell me that Amotzi means what? Past? Because it really means future. Read the Rashi again. Go ahead. Let's read the Rashi again. Everyone got it there on the bottom of Lamed Chesamid Aleph. Go ahead. Read the Rashi again. Go ahead. Yeah, read the Dibur Maskil, yeah? Rav Nehemia?
Rav Nehemia Savar Demafik Mashma.
Right.
Dechsiv Hamotzi Etchem,
So what does that mean? That was the pasuk that Rav Nechemiah used himself. Right. Yes?
Yeah.
To prove that it meant what?
The future.
To prove that it what? That it meant the future. And that's why Hamotzi is bad. Yes?
Yeah.
That's why he doesn't like it. Hamotzi Yisrael is Tachas Elul Yisrael. That's clear. Jacob, you got that?
Yeah.
Now the next part of Rashi is what? How is Rav Nechemiah going to answer the pasuk of Hamotzi L'chamayim? That's what the next part of this Rashi is. You follow what I'm saying?
He still says that it's in the past.
No, read. No, read the Rashi.
Yeah.
Go ahead. Go ahead, Gavriel. Go ahead. How is Rav Nechemiah going to answer up the puzzle of Motzi L'chamayim, which the Chama proved it meant Lashon Afar? Yes? He's going to say that it means future. He's trying to forever how Rav Nechemiah gets rid of the Chama's pasuk. The Chama proved Hamotzi Jacob meant what? Avar. Therefore, Hamotzi is good. Yes? Rav Nechemiah says Hamotzi means Lashon Asin, it's bad. That's how he does it. Go ahead. Hamotzi L'chamayim. Doesn't mean Avar. Exactly. Adayin Hamotzi Mayim. There's still Motzi. Call you May what? Yeah, all the day they're in the Midbar. The Pasuk about the water in the future. So therefore, that's how Rav Nechemiah does it. I'm glad you asked me that. Rashi is doing two things in that Rashi. Benji, you got me? Number one, he's being masber how Rav Nechemiah says Hamotzi means future, which Hamotzi is bad. And number two, he's being masber how what the Chama wrong in their Pasuk. So we just made a ha'ara that why didn't the Gemara elucidate that itself? That might be a what? That might be an indicator that we don't paskin like who? Rav Nechemiah. So the Gemara wasn't interested in saying how Rav Nechemiah took care of it. You follow me? Okay. Jacob, clear? You got it?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Very good. That's how you get everything clear. You just don't skim it. Go ahead. Okay, let's read the Gemara Vayter. Go ahead. Go ahead. Oh, now how do the Rabbanan get out of the pasuk of what? Of Rav Nechemiah. Go ahead. Deceive. Excellent. So what does this mean?
So I think he's saying...
So the Rabbanan have to get out of Rav Nechemiah's pasuk that Lashon Motzi means what? Yeah, they're cholik. They hold them. No. According to the Rabbanah, Hamotzi is Lashon Avar.
Yeah,
so how do they get out of the pasuk of what?
Of Hamotzi L'chamisibos Mitzrayim.
Right. How do they get out of that pasuk, which seemed to be the future? Right. How do they make it pass? So I want you to get the translation of this, and no one just skims it. For Rabbanah and Hahu, that pasuk of Hamotzi L'chamisibos Mitzrayim, Tachi Karmelu Hakadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael. Hashem said to Yisrael, Kad, when? Mafik the luchu, when I take you out of Mitzrayim, hasn't happened yet. It looks like it's future, right? Avidna luchu milsa, I'm going to do for you a matter. Kiechid yadisu, that you will know the anahu da pikis yachom Mitzrayim. I'm going to do a matter for you that when you what? That you'll know when eventually I take you out, that I what? I was the one who took you out. I will do for you that you'll always remember that I was the one who took you out. Tichsiv. Because that's the beginning of the pasuk. After I will redeem you with the zro and the tuya, you will know that it was I, Hashem. That I was the one who took you out. So it's talking about a knowledge that after we've been taken out already. So that's what it means past. You follow me?
I'm saying it's in talking about in the future, but in the future you'll be looking to the past.
Yes, in the future you'll be looking to the past, watch Lashon Avar. And Rav Nechemiah says that's not what it means. Rav Nechemiah says the beginning of the pasuk is a command, Lamaisa. It's not going to, you cannot interpret it like that. Okay?
No.
Well, you should know, correct. It's going to be, it's basically a command, Lamaisa. The Chachamim are saying that what, that, you know, you don't look at it like that. Chachamim are saying you don't look at it like that. But that's how the Chachamim reread the pasuk, and they reread the pasuk in a manner that it's going to be what?
It's not Lashon Tzivui, though. It's Lashon.
No, Vidatim. No, Rechemi says you should know, Ani Hashem Lekamotzi. No, I'm saying Rav Nechemiah. Rav Nechemiah interpreted the pasuk as being a command. Have a moon to be talking on Hashem. It's going to happen.
That's all the word means.
Sure it does. You should know. Vidatim, you should know.
You will know.
But or it could be a command. And it means you should know. I am Hashem, God. Be reassured that it's going to happen. I want you to get that down. That's the machlokes of Nechemiah and the Chama. How to interpret the beginning of that pasuk. Vidatim ki ani Hashem alokeichem. That is the Nakuda Lamaisin. Shmos Vav Zion, Rav Nechemia says it's a Sivui, and the Chumim reread the whole thing. It means, oh, when in the future I take you out, you'll understand that what? You'll understand that, you know, you always remember that Hashem took you out in that manner. So that's the Machloikis, Halacha Lamaisin. Yeah, that's what he says. Yeshua Kasher, Lodas Vachemia, Vitan Hu Sivui Libre Yisrael. They ain't a Nevua. It's not a Nevua for the future. Shalayim Ladas Lahashim Lavavchem. Have a Muna Lamaisin. When you have so much hard work, still have a Muna that Hashem's going to take you out. It's not going to be B'derech HaTeva. But that's not the way the Chum read it. Chum say it means Lashon what? Lashon Aver, and therefore what? Therefore it's good. And that's how they're what? That's how they're Mazbe the Pasuk, Halacha Lamaisa. So the Gemara says the Rabbanan do away with that Pasuk of Nechemi and say, no problem, Hamotzi means what? Lashon Aver as well. Okay. You got, everyone got that? Halacha Lamaisa, that's a Pshat Lamaisa. That's a Pshat in the Gemara. On this what? On this din. Okay. Fine. Now, I want you to get this down. The Shvus Yaakov asks a kasha, and the Tzlach asks a kasha, the Birkas Rosh, they ask the following kasha. Why was the Pasuk Motzelcha Mitzurah Chalamish quoted at all? Who was the one who quoted that? That was who? The Rabbanan. Excellent. And that proved what? That proved past tense Hamotzi, correct?
Yeah.
So there is. Where is that pasuk found? Are you familiar? Where is that pasuk found? In Dvarim, Periches pasuk Tetvav. There's an earlier pasuk that could have been quoted in the Chumash in Sefer Vayikra. Get it down. Perichav Beis pasuk Lamed Gimel. What does it say in Perichav Beis pasuk Lamed Gimel in Sefer Vayikra? It says Amotzi Eschem Eretz Yisrael. What is Amotzi? Amotzi is Lashon Aver. Why would you wait to quote a pasuk all the way in Sefer Dvarim? Quote the pasuk earlier.
They're asking why didn't they just...
Yes, why didn't the Rabbanan quote a pasuk in Vayikra? I can't hear you.
Why didn't they quote the pasuk they responded back with?
No, no. The Rabbanan's pasuk of... The Rabbanan's pasuk of Amotzi, Amotzi L'cha Mayim, Mitzur Chalamish, is in Dvarim. Yes? Dvarim Ches Tet Vav. There's a pasuk in Sefer Vayikra that depicts Amotzi as being Lashon Aver. That's where the Shus Yaakov and the Tzlach and the Birkas Rosh has such a kasha.
Why would you pick something that's... Earlier,
why not? It's earlier in the Chumash. Why would you wait for Sefer Dvarim?
Because it makes more sense to say Lashon Aver and Dvarim.
But if Vayikra it already was. It already was a Vayikra. Why wait all the way to Sefer Dvarim? Do it in Vayikra. Vayikra it already proves. It already happened in Tzias Mitzrayim. Yeah? So let's get the answer. So the Shvus Yaakov says, I want you to get this down. Quotes the Mishnah Psachim that says, B'chol dor v'dor, Chayiv, Adam, Liros, Asatz, Vakilu, Yatzim, Mitzrayim. Is that amazing? So that means it's Shaykh to say what? Shaykh to say the Lashon Shemash Melahavah. So therefore, since Bechol Dor Vador, a person Shaykh to view himself as if he left Mitzrayim, the Rambam says Shaykh Vilam Laharos, Asatzmo, that means there's a new Yisrael Mitzrayim every single day. So that Pasuk of Amotzi Eschem Eretz Yisrayim will not be good because it doesn't depict Lashon Sha'afer. It depicts what? Lashon what? Right now. It's happening right now. Whereas the Pasuk of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaMotzi L'Chamayim, what Hashem does, that's the point of reference. So the point of reference is Hashem is Motzi. That's the better Pasuk.
Don't you say the same thing about the other Pasuk, the one that they're going to respond back to, that Hashem's going to take you out from Mitzrayim?
Or you said it's different between Hashem and
Zedek. That's Hashem, HaMotzi Eschem, right? Remember it said, Amotzi Lachem Lamayim, right? Shem takes you out of the... why didn't you quote a little earlier pasuk? Amotzi Eschem Eretz Yisrael, right? We have that chiyuv of Chayvan Lagidis Atzmo. Liros Yitz Atzmo, who Yotzim Yisrael. The Rambam says, Laharos. That's why many Sfarim put mats on their shoulders to show it, to convey to other people. The problem with that is that what does the pasuk say? Kel Motzi Yom Yitzrayim, right? That's kind of like what you were asking, Gavriel. But on the pasuk of Kel Motzi Yom Mitzrayim, is it Motzi Lashon Aver? Right? How did you bring a raya that Kel Motzi Yom Mitzrayim with Lashon Aver? Say the same thing. So the answer is like this. That's in Parshas Bilam. What does Parshas Bilam mean? Bilam was a goy. He has no obligation to what? To view as if he's leaving Mitzrayim. He was a goy. It's a very sharp shot, says the Maritz Chayis. And therefore, Lamaisi was miskaven to talk about Lashon Asid. From the din of Chayv Amram, when Bilam was talking, it's clear that it was what? It was past tense. So therefore, Lamaisa, that pasuk is what you were asking about, Gavriel, is different because that's coming from Bilam. So when it comes from Bilam Lamaisa, everyone agrees that Motzi what? That depicts Lashon Sh'aver. Machlok is in a Motzi. So a Motzi, Dafik Mashma, we want to know that Pasuk. Why do we wait to save it for him? So we wait to save it for him to say, Amotzi Luchamayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu took out the water. Whereas Amotzi Eschem Yeretz Yisrael, he could have said, well, you know, that's referring to what the concept of Yitzchak Yisrael for us, and Chayiv Anu Lagidis Atzo, there's a different topic. There's a different topic between water and going out of Mitzrayim. Going out of Mitzrayim is a chiv to what? Relive it every day. You follow me? So that's the chiddush of what? That's the chiddush of Shus Yaakov and the Maritzchias. Very interesting answer. Okay? But I want to give you two other answers. Let's get it. The two other answers are the following. The Birkas Rosh says, Hamotzi Eschem, that pasuk of Ikra is not a good riot. Why not? Because it says, Ahei Yediyah. Right? What does the Ahei Yediyah usually show? Usually shows Lashon Haver, right? Hamotzi, right? But over there, it's Ahei Yediyah. It's not, either it could be Ahei Yediyah, or it could be Ahei showing you Lashon past tense. And over there, in that pasuk of Hamotzi Eschem Eretz Yisrael, that pasuk is telling me Ahei Yediyah. What's the Ahei Yediyah? The Ahei Yediyah, Lamais, is like HaSipor HaShkuta. Many different times you have a Ahei, it has nothing to do with Lashon past tense. Not Hamotzi Eschem Eretz Yisrael. What do you say? No, Ahei Yediyah is something else. It doesn't mean tenses. It just means this thing. The bird that shechted.
It has to be over our
part. No, it's not, that's what I'm saying. It doesn't speak, Ahei Yediyah doesn't speak to the tenses.
It does.
It's Ahei Yediyah. It's talking about this now. This now. This, the famous thing. So, but it's not going to the tenses. So that's why he says that pasuk is inappropriate. Hamotzi Eschem Eretz Yisrael was a what? Was written for Ahei Yediyah. Whereas the notion of Hamotzi L'chamayim, it's Ruchalam, it's not Ahei Yediyah. What does it say right after that? Hamotzi B'Mimbar. To tell all the Torahs that HaKadosh Baruch Hu do with Klal Yisrael, right? That's not itself Shvach. It's Shvach that Hashem took out water from a flint, from a rock. That's the Hemshut to Hamolichicha. There's no Ahei Yediyah. Obviously, the hey there is coming to tell me a Lashon Avar. It's not,
what do you know? Hamotzi hey is not hey idea?
No. Again, we have Sefer Dvarim, we have Sefer Vayikra.
Right.
The Sefer Dvarim, the hey shows Lashon Avar, right. Our Gemara.
Right.
The hey in Vayikra just is a hey idea. Hamotzi Eschem Eretz Yisrael. It's the Eibishter took us out. The Motzir, the Eibishter. The Eibishter took us out. He says, Amotzi L'chamayim is clearly not a Hei Yediyah because it comes right after Amolchi of Aminbar. No, but what is Amolchi of Aminbar? It already said a Hei Yediyah to Abish. It doesn't say, you don't need two Hei Yediyahs. It said Amolchi of Aminbar in our Pasuk of what? The Pasuk of Amotzi L'chamayim, it says right before the Amolchi of Aminbar. The Hei Yediyahs already said Amolchi. So the next Hei Amotzi is tell me Lashon what? Avar. There's two functions. It could either be what? Hei Yediyah or Lashon Avar. The one in Vayikra is what? Is Ahei Yediyah. The one by us is what? Is Lashon Avar. How do I know the one by us is Lashon Avar? Because the pasuk right, the phrase right before it says, Amolichicha. There already is Ahei Yediyah there. You don't have two Ahei Yediyahs. It says, Amolichicha, Merit Yisrael, to tell us all the tovas that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did for us in Klal Yisrael. He led us in the Midbar. That Lamaisa is considered to be what? Is the Shvach that he took us out, the Maisa with the water, from the what? From the flint, from the rocks. That's a hemshit to Hamolicha. You don't need another Hei Yediyah. The Hei Yediyah there is, the Hei is there, tell me it's Lashon Avar. That's the answer of who? Of the Birkas Rosh. He's also in the Kobetz Beforshim we have. The Birkas Rosh. That's a second answer. Okay? Fine. Lamaisa. Okay? Now, let's get Lamaisa. Okay? Let's get a third Terence in the Tzlach. Okay? Let's get this. And in order to get this, he asked another kasha. So he added another kasha to this. How would Rav Nechemya answer the pasuk Hamotzi Eschem Eretz Yisrael? How would Rav Nechemya get rid of that? Of Hamotzi Eschem Eretz Yisrael? Which was the pasuk where? Where was that pasuk? That was the pasuk in Vayikra. Yes? That was not quoted. That's the kasha that we're asking. So what would Rav Nechemya say about that pasuk? Well, you can't give the answer that Rashi gave in Rav Nechemya that what? That it's Shaykh what a Lashon Asid, because why? Because the Mayim is what? Because you see the Shrine already was, right? You have no option to say Hamotzi Eschem means Lashon Asid. So that you don't have that option at all. So because of this, this is what I want you to get, is that the Shlach says that Rav Nechemya holds, even though Hamotzi is Mashmul Sha'avar, like the Chachamim depicted and illustrated and showed, but since it can also mean the future, it's better to say the word motzi, which only means l'sh'avar. That's what the Shlach says. Meaning the Shlach says a tremendous chiddush. Why don't you get it down? Rav Nechemiah says, okay, you're right, Chachamim. I do agree with you, hamotzi can also mean what? Gavriel. Hamotzi can also mean what? Avar, correct. But the reason why motzi is better, because motzi is exclusively avar. That's why Rav Nechemiah is cholek on the Chachamim. And therefore, if that's the case, that answers l'maisa. That answers why l'maisa, you know, we quoted that pasuk, hamotzi l'chamayim, which is the Rabbanan's pasuk, l'maisa. Basically, the reason why the Rabbanan don't want to what? The reason why the Rabbanan don't want to, so that will what? That answers that kasha of Nehemiah. What'd you say? No, so then why didn't the Rabbanan say Amotzi Eschem? Why doesn't that for your kasha? Why doesn't that answer that kasha? In other words, what was the kasha we were asking? Why don't you say the pasuk in Vayikra? So the Shlach is answering another kasha. How is he answering that kasha? He's answering how Rav Nechemiah doesn't get the puzzle. Doesn't answer why the Chachamim.
I thought that was the answer. Was that since Rav Nechemiah could answer it up, he wouldn't bring it in here.
What'd you say?
Since Rav Nechemiah could answer it up and say that it's future, we wouldn't bring it in here.
Rav Nechemiah said, Hamotzi Eschem Lamaisa cannot be what? Motzi Eschem cannot be referring to the future. He cannot answer like Rashi said. So that's why Rav Nechemiah says, even Hamotzi can mean Lashon Sha'avar, but it doesn't mean it exclusively. That's why Motzi is better. Yes. What the original kasha we had, what was the original kasha that we had? Vayikra. Why did the Chachamim use that pasuk Vayikra? So we had two answers so far, right? So the Shlach wants to give a third answer. The third answer he asked, but before that he asked another kasha. What would Rav Nechemiah answer on that pasuk? Hamotzi Eschem Eretz Yisrael. You cannot give the answer to what Rashi said on the bottom. That Rav Nechemiah said what? That pasuk is referring to what? Lashon Asid. Because this happened in the past. So what he says is that Rav Nechemiah holds Hamotzi also means Lisha Avar, right? From the pasuk of the Chachamim. But since it also can mean what? The future, it's better to say Motzi, which only exclusively means what? Means Lisha Avar. You got that? That answers that kasha. But it doesn't answer the original kasha. That's what I'm saying. It doesn't.
Why not?
How does it answer the original kasha?
Why would Rabbanan want to bring something that Rav Nechemiah can answer for?
What do you mean could answer for? It means only. It only means Lashon Avar. It only means Lashon Avar. Right. If it only means Lashon Avar, that's a great mucker. We're trying to depict that with Lashon Avar, right? So if Nechemiah says, okay, I understand sometimes it means Lashon Avar. That pasuk shows it. It doesn't answer the kasha. That's what I'm saying.
Right. Well,
it doesn't answer. It makes it stronger even.
That's also
no? Yes, Rav Nechemiah, but the Chachamim Lamaisa
understand Hamotzi to be also
in that pasuk. It only means Lashon Sha'avar.
Doesn't Rav Nechemiah say it also means Lashon?
In no? that pasuk it means right. Only Lashon Sha'avar, but the word can mean both. The word can mean both in different psukim.
But in that pasuk,
it only means Lashon Sha'avar. Correct. That pasuk only means Lashon Sha'avar. So that's what I'm saying. It strengthens that kasha. So, Lamaisa, we'll have to see how that, let's think about how that Shlach, how we would answer that, how it answers that, how it's going to be a third answer to that kasha, but I want to leave that for now, okay? I want to leave that for now. But Lamaisa, that's a tremendous aura that he points out. You're not going to be able to, Nechemiah would not be able to answer like that. So, the way he wants to say it is that Motzi Lamaisa can mean Lashavar, Nechemiah is saying, but I like Motzi because Motzi only means Lashavar exclusively, and Hamotzi means both, okay? How that answers the riddle of kasha, we have to think about it more, okay, according to the Shlach. But at least we have two answers. We have to think about Lamaisa and whether we have a third answer on this. Okay, very good. Victor, yeah, Jacob, go ahead. Yes, the Shvus Yaakov says that the pasuk of Motzi Eschem Eretz Yisrael is not a good pasuk to depict Lashon HaOver because there's a chiyuv to relive Yitzhi Yisrael every day of our lives. So it automatically becomes what? Becomes like a future thing, or becomes at least present future, but it doesn't. It's not a lashon avar. So the Maritz Chayes asks on that. Basically, what Gavriel asked, Kel Motzi Mitzrayim should be a bad pasuk too. right? That's talking about chiyuv to go out of Mitzrayim every day. So what's the answer? The answer is who said that? Kel motzi Mitzrayim is good because who said it? Bilam said it. Bilam has no chiyuv to relive it. So that pasuk depicts lashon aver. That's the answer to Shus Yaakov with the Maariv Tzchias. Okay? A goy has no chiyuv to relive it. It's just Mitzrayim.
I'm saying how, just because we have to remember every single day, it's not still aver.
Because I have a chiyuv to, I view it as if it's happening right now.
Would that affect brachos?
Yeah, the word motzi doesn't mean past. I want past. Motzi doesn't mean past. I want past. Hashem took us out of it. Okay, that's the answer. Shus Yaakov. What's the second answer? The Birkas Rosh. What did the Birkas Rosh say?
Hamotzi is
hey. Hamotzi is excellent. Is hey yediyah and hamotzi lechem mitzurimayim. It's not hey yediyah. Why is it not hey yediyah? Because it comes right after hamolosha. That's the, you don't need two hey yediyahs. So what's it coming to tell me? Loshon over. And then the tzlach, we don't have a third answer from. All we have is a tzlach answering another kasha. Is why did Rav Nechem, how did Rav Nechem do that puzzle of Yikru? So as Nate said, what he's going to do is to say that can't mean the future. It definitely means the past. So that forced the Rav Nechemi to say, I like the word motzi better because motzi only means what? Lashon shaver. Ha motzi can mean what? Both. That's why I don't like it. Okay? But that doesn't answer the mice. So why didn't we quote the pasuk of the Yikri? Okay, we got to think about that more. Okay, yes, Gabriel, go ahead.
Does the tzlach also say the same thing as the first answer?
No, tzlach is not. Tzlach is not saying that. He brought up a new kasha.
I know, I thought Rebbe also brought down the tzlach as the person who said with the...
No. It's the Maariv Tzchias. The Shus Yaakov and the Maariv Tzchias.
Rebbe also, no?
No. That the first answer is Shus Yaakov and the Maariv Tzchias. Okay. All right, Vayter now in the Gemara. Okay? Go ahead, let's go, go ahead. Go ahead, Gabriel. Let's go, go ahead. So what does the Gemara say? What does that mean?
So the Rabbanan praised to Rabbi Zera.
Yes.
Bar Rav Zavid.
The son of Rav Zvid. Go ahead.
Ahua is the Rabbi Shimon Bar Rav Zvid.
Who's the brother of Rav Shimon Bar Zvid. Yes?
Yes.
His name is not mentioned. His name is not mentioned according to Chacham Shlomo. Okay? His name is not mentioned. Now in the Piskei Rid, which you were kind enough to find in Seder, Nate, he has a different gear so that it's Rav Zvid Avua de Rav Shimon Bar Zvid. You see that? It's Rav Zvid, the father of Rav Shimon Bar Zvid. So I want you to get it. Our gear so Marshal doesn't have a name. However, according to the Piskei Rid, it was considered to be what? The gear so Rav Zvid, the father of Rav Shimon Bar Zvid. So it's Rav Zvid. He was the Chacham, the Baal Maisa.
The father of Shimon Bar
Zvid. Yeah, it says Rav Zvid, who was the father of Rav Shimon Bar Zvid, meaning himself. Okay, all right, but that was his Gerson. That was his Gerson. A lot of times we find a Chacham is named Al Shem Bino.
That's not
let's say it again. Pashup Shad in the Gemara. The Gemara is not identifying who this was. Is that correct? Look what it says. It says Mishtafkin Rabbanan praised Rav Zera about who? Bar Rav Zvid, the brother of Shimon Bar Zvid. Doesn't give his name, does it? Dodum Gadalhu, but it doesn't give his name. That's the Gersa we have in our Gemara and Marshal says like that. But in the Piskei Rid, when he goes off the Yuchsim, the Tanayim Moraim, he says that what? The Gersa in the Gemara is Bir Rav Zvid, Avua de Rav Shimon Bar Zvid. They praise Rav Zera about Rav Zvid, who is the what? Who is the father of Rav Shimon Bar Zvid. Okay? Not at all. Okay. All right. Go ahead. Vaitun the Gemara. So they said they praised him. He said, go ahead. The Adam what?
Adam
correct. Baki Barak. Go ahead. It was a Baki Barakasu. Okay, go ahead. Remember we said above the first day of the year, Baba Kamadaf Lamanov, to be a pious Jew, a chassid, what do you have to be a Baki in? 3 years. Nezikin, Avis, and Brachas. Go ahead. So they said it was an Adam Gadol. Go ahead. Well, Baki Barakas. Go ahead. Oh, when you come still your hand, please bring him over to me. Go ahead. They brought out bread. Go ahead. Oh, he says motzi. So Reb Zera heard this. He said, what is going on here? Go ahead. Vomar what? It's crazy. You're trying to show us that he's just trying to be very conservative, you know? And just saying, I'm saying Lashon is good according to everybody. Go ahead. You know what I mean by conservative. I don't mean conservative Jewry. I mean what? He wants somebody, he doesn't want a hedge, right? Go ahead. Bishlamah. If he says Amotzi with the hay, then what? He's given us the reasoning that what? That it means Amotzi Eschem, it means what? Lashon what? Lashon Avar. Excellent. Go ahead, V'od. And he's also making a psak, right? So, you know, what's going on here? I don't. Ella what? Excellent. Reading excellent. He says, what's the Kiddush? This is Dover Poshet. What does he do? You telling me Adam Gadolu? Come on. This man's an Adam Gadolu? Not at all. Go ahead. So Gemara defends him. Go ahead. No, he did it because he didn't want to get engrossed in the machlokas. Okay. The Hilchasa. Excellent. Excellent. So we see we go with the Rabbanon, and it fits well, like Nate said, anytime you Hilchasa, you have two shitas, and that's the psak. So let's get down here. Let's get this down. Okay. What did you say? Yes, the Gemara. The Gemara is talking. The Gemara is defending him. Defending this Adam Gadol. Okay? So let's get this down. You know, we have an accepted klal. I want you to get everything. That accepted klal is mentioned in our Masechta. Make sure we get every daf. I think it's on daf tes. Yachid v'rabim, halachik v'rabim. I think it's on daf tes in the Masechta. Right? You guys remember? Brachas. Make sure you look up every Gemara we say. What?
I've got a question. How in Rishon is the exact opposite of Yachid v'rabim?
Okay, we're going with the Bavli, Nate. Let's go with the Bavli. Nate's pointing out the Yishami has it flipped, but let's go with the Bavli, okay? Let's go with the Bavli. We're going with the Bavli. Doesn't the Gemara say it in the beginning of the Pirk? Yeah, in Tessam and Aleph. It says, Yachid v'rabim, halach k'rabim. Okay? Gemara has it. What'd you say? Gemara, I thought the Gemara had it with Farisher in Tessam and Aleph. No? Yeah, it is. Yachid v'rabim, halach k'rabim. There it is, about 12 lines from the top. Okay? Please get down. Frekta Kasha, we have an accepted rule like this. What's going on here? Right? The Chumra of the Rabin, the Rechem is the Yachid. So we have this accepted klal. There's an accepted klal. Like, Ashmin Halach Kerabonim, Shkoyach. I needed him to do that? Why did I need him to do that? Why did I need this Adam? The way Reb Zera attacked him is, why did he show that we why did he make a demonstrative statement we hold like the Rabbanim? Why do you have to do that? Yeah, we know there's a rule. Like, when Zera attacks him and says, oh, you should have gone and show us that we pass like the Rabbanon. We know we pass like the Rabbanon. Reb Zera was upset at this fellow. You think that he's an Adam Gadol. Why is he not an Adam Gadol? Because he said Motzi, which is good according to everyone. He should have demonstrated we pass like the Chachamim. To tell us that the psak is like the chamim. We don't need to be told the halach is like the chamim. We know there's an accepted principle on Tessam and Aleph.
He's not telling us, he's telling this guy.
No. You don't need to tell anyone that. Everyone knows. You learn in Kita Aleph. Yachid v'rab, halach k'rab. No, we assume that they knew the klal. This is the kasha that I want you to understand. Okay? So it could be. Okay, I want you to get this down. Let's get this down. The Taz writes in Simon Kuf Samach Zayin Sifkot and Dalet. The Taz writes that there's good reason to pasuk like Rav Nechemya here, because the Poshup shot in the pasuk Amotzi Eschem Mitachas Sivlos Mitzrayim, yes, is referring to what? What's that referring to? Amotzi Eschem Mitachas Sivlos Mitzrayim.
And I will take that.
Yes, excellent, Gavriel. Excellent. You see, that means Lashon Asin. So you see, it's Lashon Asin. So the Pshutal Shemikra is very much like Rav Nechemya. So I would have said Amotzi means future. Don't say Amotzi. You want to say the past and brachas. We're following Rashi. Yes? That's a tremendous reason. And therefore, Reb Zera says, if he was a Chacham, he would have said Amotzi to tell me the Halach is like the Chachamim, and that we shouldn't go like Rav Nechemya. Because the Pshutal Shemikra is like who? The Pshutal Shemikra is like the what? It's like Rav Nechemya, correct. And that's what Reb Zera means, Ashmin and Taima, Ashmin and Hilchasa. It's Haba Atalia. If you want to be Mazmer the Pasuk like the Chachamim, then that leads you to say the Halachas like who? Like the Chachamim. Okay? What did you say?
Rabbanu brought up Pasuk in reaction to that. We rejected that.
No, but what was his Raya though, Lamaisa? Each one had their own Pasuk, but what is the Pasuk of Amotzi Eschem, Mitachas Sivlos Mitzrayim, right? What is that pasuk? Motzi Yisrael mitachas Yedlos Mitzrayim.
I said, but then the Rabbanan explained away why that can be seen as a bar.
I understand that, but the Pshutel Shemikra is like Rav Nechemia. There's Pshutel Shemikra and there's a drash, right? There's always four things: parties, pshat, remez, drash, sov. So the Pshutel Shemikra is like Rav Nechemia.
Pshutel Shemikra of the other pasuk is always like the Rabbanan.
What'd you say?
Pshutel Shemikra of Motzi Yisrael mitachas Yedlos Mitzrayim is like Rabbanan.
Say the same thing on the other side. No, the Pasha Shad, no, the Pshutos Amotzi Yitzchem. What'd you say? Okay, you're right. I don't know. I'm not so sure about that. How do we say how the Rav Nechemia gets out of it? Rashi said it pretty quickly. I don't agree with you. I think the Pshutos Shemikra Nei is more on Rav Nechemia's. It's a good horror you bring up. Nate's bringing up a good horror. In the realm of Pshutel Shemikra, I think Rav Nechemia's Pshutel Shemikra is more Pashut. Okay. And my Rai is, look how easily Rashi got out of what? How Rav Nechemia got out of the Chumash Pasuk. Look how easily he got out of it.
The Gemara doesn't. So.
What did you say?
The Gemara doesn't.
Maybe because it was so Pashut. You hear what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Maybe because it was so Pashut, the Gemara didn't need to do it. I'm adding another reason why.
It's so easy they didn't have to say it, or it's so hard.
No, I said earlier in Shir that it's an indicator that we pasca like the Rabbana, right?
Right. So that's why.
You're right. Jacob's saying, Rebbe, you said in the beginning of Shir it was an indicator that we held like Ula Chachamim. Now we're saying what? Now we're saying the other extreme. Guys, write this down. It's a very good, excellent. Or you could say it's an indicator going like Rav Nechemia. That's how you learn up the Gemara. That's how you learn Gemara, guys. Okay? You could say one or the other. The omission of the Gemara might be an indicator going like the Chum, like we said in the beginning of the year. Now we're saying, no, it's an indicator of what? That maybe the Pshutos Shemikra is Rav Nechemia. That's why he said, Rav Zeri said, we should pasca like who? One second, eh? We should go out of your way and pasca, because I would have said like Rav Nechemia. And the Taz says the Shtickle Torah. Yes, go ahead, Nate. Go ahead.
This question of why didn't he say of
That Reb Zera presented. He was upset at this fellow because he could have depicted and said Beferes Pascal Chumim. Our the Taz's kash is what? Why is that a big deal? Everyone knows Yachiv Rab Halachik Rabim. We know that even if no one would ever come over to us, we would always say what Hamotzi is good. We hold like the Chumim.
Right.
So that was a kash on the Gemara. So the Teretz is that we would not say Yachid Rabim Halach Rabim here. We only say it in a vacuum. Here there's good reason to hold like Rav Nechemia. Because the Pshutel Shemikra, on the scale of Pshutel Shemikra, Rav Nechemia seems more mistabu.
So even the
Kasha
Gemara, like, why doesn't it say absolute hope? So why does it say, and not also...
You could add that on. Why do you need to say the Hilchasa?
Right.
You're right. Add that on in your notes. That could also be. Was there a need to write the Hilchasa? We could add that on as an excellent. It's a good har also. You could add that on as another Kasham shot in the Gemara. We're asking two Kasham shot in the Gemara. Number one is what? Why did Reb Zera get so upset at him? It's a double repulsion. And number two is, was there a need for the Gemara to say the Hilchasa? Because there's good reason to say like Reb Zera here. There's very good reason to say that answers both kashas. Okay? That answers both kashas. You got that? What did you say? V-A-C-C-U-M. I don't know. V-A-C-U-U-M. No?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. All
right,
we got this? Okay. Let's get this. Top toises, very quickly. Top toises, okay, go ahead. Gavriel, read the top toises, go ahead. Everyone agrees that it means what? Motzi means what?
A lot.
Excellent. And what does Mr. Brewer Paskin get it down? What happens to the guy? He's not very careful when he says brachas, unfortunately. He's about to eat a corned beef sandwich. He says brachat Hashem. Elokeinu melech haolam. He says motzi lechem arts. Is that good? Bidiyavid? Yes, Mishra Brewer says Beferish, it's good. Get it down. Mishra Brewer says it Kuf Samach Zayin. Wasn't it Kuf Samach Zayin Siv Beis? Mishra Brewer says right there, it's good. Okay? Yes, because it's Avar. If you buy it, Bidiyavid, you say Avmotzi instead of Avmotzi, it's good. We're straight out of the Taisus. Go ahead, Yushalmi. Go ahead, Gabriel, Yushalmi.
Yushalmi Beferish Taima. Kadesh Lola Ari Paotios.
So if all the Tanaim say Motzi, why can't you be very go like everyone else, be traditional, that you get both opinions in? Because I'm not coming to Brachat Hashem L'Kinah Melech HaOlam Mem, it ends with a Mem Sofi HaMotzi Lech Merach. I'm going to put the words together, Mr. Bruce says. Go ahead, based on Tosis. Motzi Lechem Min Haaretz, don't you have two Mems there? Go ahead.
Ika Yiruv Shani Hasam the Kroksiv.
Does anyone know where that pasuk is? That's excellent. Where do we say that in davening? Do you remember? Where do we say that in davening? What do you say? Come on, guys. Where do we say that? Barchinafshi. Barchinafshi. Sam, you said it right. You said it right before I was saying it, or afterwards. You know what? I want you to know. I appreciate your honesty. I really do. Okay, very good. Okay, you know what? I would not. You know how I remembered? I didn't remember from like the Siddur. I remember Kuf Dalet. I always remember Kuf Dalet as Baruch Nafshi. Okay, that's how I remember when I saw Kuf Dalet. Yeah, Baruch Nafshi is Kuf Dalet. Kapitel Kuf Dalet.
But doesn't Kapitel Kuf Dalet start with Baruch Nafshi? That's the first part of Kuf Dalet.
No. Kuf Dalet starts with Baruch Nafshi. It's a pasuk in the middle. No, that's Yudalet. That's in the middle of Baruch Nafshi, the whole kapitel. Go ahead. Read it. Shani Hasim, the Krach Siv. Go ahead, Matzmiach.
Shani
Hasim,
the Krach Siv. Matzmiach,
there it is. The words Lotzi Lech Min Haaretz. So we're just echoing, mimicking what it says in Tehillim. You got that? It says Lechem Min Haaretz. So if Hashem says that's fine, we're not worried about Erevosios, that's fine. Because I'm mimicking what it says in Tehillim. Go ahead. You should hold the two hands, right? You should hold the two hands, the 10 fingers, connected the 10 words. If you count up the words, where are there 10 words in the pasuk? There are 10 words, yes? Yes, did you count them up? There are 10 words. That is the chiddush that we're bringing out. Yeah, it says right there. Yeah, Baruch Nafshi. Right, thank you. Okay. All right. So this brings us to the following. Please get it down. Okay? Please get it down. It comes out, Lamaisa, that we should hold the two loaves together in our hands. Even if you cut it with a knife afterwards, not a problem. I hold the two loaves in my hand like this. And I want you to get this in the Yushalmi. Yushalmi and Chala, Perek Avalok Avav says there are 10 mitzvahs that you fulfill with pas. Please get them down. Okay? Because we don't have a lot of time. So I'm not going to write them on the board. Yushalmi is in Chala, Perek Avalok Avav. Number one. There's 10 mitzvahs that regarding bread. One, Isser Harisha B'Shor V'Chamor. You can't plow with a Shor and Chamor. You're not allowed to plow a field with a Shor and Chamor together. An ox and a donkey.
What's the reason? What is that?
Bread. Wheat comes from bread. Plowing the field. Number two. Sam, come on, write it. Get it down. Two. Number two. Listen, no. Number two. Isser Zrias Kalai. What's number two? You can't mix together kilayim. Isser zrius kilayim. Number three, lo taksim shor b'dishah. You're not allowed to muzzle your cow. Two is isser zrius kilayim.
Hey, come on.
Three is you're not allowed to muzzle your shor. Lo taksim shor b'dishah. It's evil. That's cruel. Shor lo taksim shor b'dishah. Three, four. When you're not allowed to muzzle him, it's cruel. The guy wants to eat the cow. You're not allowed to muzzle it. You're plowing wheat, Sam. Yes, they have to do with bread. They have to do with wheat. Okay. Number four. Are you getting this down on your computer? Number four, leket. What's leket? What's leket? No, leket's the stuff you left on the floor when they were harvesting. Leave it for the poor. Excellent. Five, shikha. What's shikha? Stuff you forget. Six, peya. Seven, truma. Eight, maisha rishon. Nine, maisha sheni. And 10, chala. So the Gemara says that Reb Yitzchak used to hold the bread with 10 fingers. And he used to mekayim. He said, with these 10 fingers, we do 10 mitzvahs with bread. Chala, mitzvah chala, meaning mafresh chala. So the kolbo adds on, please get it. The kolbo adds on, One of the Rishonim, the call was one of all the Rishonim, Achron Gedolei, Chachmei Mitzrayim, they're all Gedolim. There are 10 words in the Bracha of Amotzi connected to 10 mitzvahs. Wow. That links the two together. That we didn't have so far.
Are you talking about the Pasuk or 10 words in the Bracha?
There are 10 words in the Pasuk, and there are 10... There are 10 words... He says there are 10 words in the Bracha of Amotzi. Excellent, Nate. There were 10 words in the Bracha of Amotzi connected to 10 mitzvahs. So you have 10 words in the Pasuk in Navi, in Tehillim. You have 10 words in the Pasuk, you have 10 fingers. And then Rabbeinu Manoach says... Listen to this. Rabbeinu Manoach in Brachos Perek Zayin Halacha Daled says that a person should grab the bread with his 10 fingers, kineged the Eser Yegios that Adam HaRishon did until he ate the bread. What are the Eser Yegios? Yegios. I guess the 10 workings that he did, and that's kineged, there's 10 words in the bracha. And that's what Nate thought of. So you see, you use your 10 fingers, kineged the 10 Yegios. So I was thinking, what are the 10 Yegios? If I'm not mistaken, someone can look it up on the computer. I thought the first 11 of the 39 malachas are Sidur Depas. Not 10. I thought there were 11. Aren't there 11? Aren't there 11? What are the first 39 of the malachas in Shabbos are Sidur Depas? I thought there were 11, not 10. But he says the 10 workings that Adam did to make bread. Can't hear you. The Chochmas Manoach, Rabbeinu Manoach. Rabbeinu Manoach is on the side of the page of the Rambam, the Franco Rambam. Perek Zayin al Chadal, I'll show it to you. A person grabs the bread, Betzaras Bol, so I gave it to the Marmakomos. Keneged Eser Yegios. You see?
First 11,
so I don't know what he means. Maybe the last one. What was the last one? Maybe he didn't bake it. Maybe he ate it raw. Yeah, that's a good point. How did he bake it? Oh, maybe I'm right, because why? When was fire created? Saturday night. So maybe. I don't know. We got to think about it. Maybe. Okay. Esegius means efforts, 10 efforts. Yes, Sam.
2 minutes. What?
Real quick, go ahead.
So Tosso says this is the reason, because both Motzi and Hamotzi are intact, so the reason we hold like the Rabbanim over Motzi is just because we don't want the two men to combine.
Yes. Okay. Yes. And you were bothered by why should that be, right?
Yeah.
Why should that be a halach lamaisa, right? Why are we not worried about, you know, does that... You know, Sam, let's take one kasha at a time. Tosus in the Rosh basically said exactly what we just said. And the question is, how does that fit into the Gemara? Sam's basically asking a very good kasha, right? Because the Gemara said we hold like the Rabbanan straight up. Yushami comes from left field with this theory of Iruvosios. No? So what's going on? Motzi is good according to everyone. You still say Amotzi. Yushami says because of Iruvosios. It's better to say Amotzi. L'chura, our Gemara gave a different reason why he said Amotzi. Why? Because of Chum say Amotzi. And that's Lashon Over.
Maybe he's getting a reason.
So I want you to get this.
Very, he was Afa.
That's why, what'd you say?
It says that one of the Yigios that Adam Harishon did was Afa. He does love that.
So then it doesn't, I don't see how it fits.
Yeah, me
either. What are you looking at? What marker?
I don't want to say.
Okay. What do you mean?
Then Zoma says it in...
What do you mean you don't want to say?
Wikipedia?
Nothing wrong with that. You always be honest. Yeah. Then Zoma says it where? What's the marker for that? What is the marker? Okay, whatever it is. What I want you to get down, let's get this down, guys. Why did our Gemara, the Gemara itself, excellent Sam, ignore this theory of Erev Osios? That's what I want to know. So I gave you the Rashba. Did you guys see the Rashba? So what does he say? Why does the Gemara ignore it, Lamaisa? It wasn't Chayshish. Why did the Gemara Paskin on Motzi Davka? Motzi is better, right? So Rashba says, I'll tell you why. Listen to this. He's Mazbe the Bavli like the Yushalmi. How? When the Gemara said the Rabbanan say Amotzi is because Mazbe L'Sha'avar, because Amotzi can be Mazbe also Al L'Sha'avar, yes? And therefore it's better to say Amotzi, not Motzi, which is Vadai Lamaisa Al L'Sha'avar. In order not to be Arv of the Osios. You follow what I'm saying?
No.
In other words, both Motzi and Amotzi both mean Lashon Shavar. So what's better though?
Hamotzi's
better. You have to read into the Bavli what pushed the Rabbanan to say, Gavriel, that Hamotzi's better, even though Motzi does mean Lashon Shavar. Why is Hamotzi better? There's some silent svara out there. And that silent svara is irvosios, but you have to read it into the Bavli. That's the way the Rashba says it. I thought it was a beautiful pshat. You can be masber the Bavli like the Yushalmi. When the Gemara says the time of the Rabban is to say Hamotzi, which is masber l'sha'avar, Hamotzi can also be masber gam l'sha'avar. Not just Motzi, Hamotzi. And Hamotzi is even better because there's some drawback to what? There's some drawback to Motzi. What's the drawback to Motzi?
Oh, and that it's
Eruvosios. Motzi is Eruvosios, the problem Eruvosios. So once you've proven that both mean Lashavar, Hamotzi is better because it doesn't have that problem of what? Eruvosios. Tosus doesn't quote it all, and he doesn't try to answer your ha'ara, your kasha. He just points out the Yushalmi from left field has this theory of Hamotzi. What about the Gemara? He just points out a Yushalmi. What's pshat with our Bavli? Our Bavli doesn't bring that up. So the Rashba says it does. He's not answering for Tosfos. Maybe that's what Tosfos would say. Correct. Maybe that's what Tosfos would say. Tosfos would say you have to read the Yushalmi into our Gemara. Because, you know, the truth of the matter is that what? Why do you find this answer not such a good answer? I have a kasha on this answer. What did the Gemara say? Why? The Gemara already said why Hamotzi is better than Motzi. Because you want to be an Adam Gadol Baki in Brachas, no? Yeah, that's why. Not because of what? Erevosios. So I didn't find... That's my kasha on the Rashba. You follow me? From the simplest reading of the Gemara, the Gemara said Hamotzi was better because you want to demonstrate you're a Baki in Brachas. That's at least what Reb Zeira said. I guess you can read it in the Gemara in the end when it says Vehochosa. The reason why the Rabbanim say it's better because we paskin like the Rabbanim because of Erevosios. I'm just saying in this story, it doesn't fit in so well. You understand what I'm saying?
But why does Hamotzi make you a Balkim Brachim?
Because it's demonstrating that I have confidence I hold like the Rabbanim against what? Against the Rav Nechemiah. That shows I can go out on a limb and have confidence and I paskin like that. That's the story, no? Nothing new with Erevosios. You know what I'm saying? I'm saying what you have to say, Sam, is when the Gemara makes the psak v'ilchasa, that had in the back of their mind Erevosios. But it doesn't jive well with the story. Tosus on the Hilchasa. It's not a problem. Tosus commenting on the Hilchasa. I'm just saying that to say read it in the Gemara with the story is very difficult. You can read it in with the Hilchasa, that's fine. Okay? You can read the Hilchasa, that's fine. Yes, go ahead. Oh, very good. Excellent. It says Esther Yegiyas? I can't hear you.
It's 11.
You're kidding me?
Yep.
Really? I should have remembered the Gemara. I went off.
Second wide line.
No, Nunches. Nunches, second wide line. Wow. Please get this down, guys. He must have had a different Gersh in the Gemara. He must have said Esser. You know, do you know how to look on the different Gersos of Gemara?
Yeah.
Wait, did you see second? Wait, does it say Beferish 11 or 10?
It says Beferish 11.
Where does it say 11?
Well, you count them out.
Oh, you count them out, but it doesn't say 11.
Well, it's had 11 things.
Count them out. It has all 11. If you look up Gerses of that Gemara, maybe he had 10. At least that's what we'll say. Okay? 9 o'clock tomorrow, Yecheskel. Okay, B'ezrat Hashem. Okay, let's go weiter, guys. Come on. The Gemara says like this. Let's get this down. We paskin in Shulchan Aruch that you must leave a revach between Hamotzi Lechem. What else? Min Haaretz. Even though it's okay, it's based on possible, you still can't swallow the letters. Please get that. You're supposed to. Yeah, it says in Shulchan Aruch based on what Tosa said. Lechem. Pause. Min Haaretz. Kuf Samach Zayin Siv Beis. That's the one I gave you. Okay? That's what the Mishmaru says, but you have to say how much you're good.
It says it by Shema, but also they have like the
Yes, that's the lines. Well said. Okay, with this in mind, let's turn to the following. Let's turn to Daf Nun. Okay? Take a look at Daf Nun. You got it? What does it say there? Quickly, Gabriel. So Machlaistin Rabbi Kivin, Rabbi Shmuel, when you answer Baruchu Es Hashem, Ham Varach. He was reading from the Sefer.
Rabbi Bar Papa, Iklo, the Knishta,
Da'avi Gover. You have Gover or Giver?
Giver,
yeah, I have that. Rav and Rapa visited the shul of the city of Avi Giver. Go ahead, come. He was reading the Sefer Torah of Amru. Excellent. He didn't say Baruch Hashem of Horach. He just said Baruch Hashem. Excellent. Go ahead. Avshu Kuliyama. Everyone start screaming. Avshu means screaming. Avshu Kuliyama. Please get every word. You should know that from Hilchos Shabbos. Have you ever heard of that din of Avshu Milsa? You're not allowed to do something that causes a lot of sound. Like if you have your laundry makes tons of sound on Shabbos, you shouldn't have it run going into Shabbos. It's called Avshu Milsa. It's a matter. It's Mishnah Derabanan. Avshu means noise. You're not supposed to, but I'm saying there's a din of Avshu Milsa. Okay, go ahead. You're not allowed to. But I'm saying if it goes to like 2 minutes in, go Avshu Kuliyama Baruchu. You should have said better. Go ahead, Amarava. He called him what? A black vessel. Meaning to say what? You work so hard in learning. You do so much amelis. You have like charcoal on your clothes. You don't care about your clothes because all you're doing is work, learning the Torah. So why'd you get involved in this machlaikis? Go ahead, Bahadi what? Why'd you get involved with it? V'od? The minig olam is like Rabbi Shmuel. Look at Rashi. Bahadi what? Do pasya. Excellent. Vessels, go ahead. Bahadi what? You should have chosen the words of Rabbi Shmuel. Shaf what? Even Rabbi Kiva Moded, it's good. Go ahead. Dechiyamar? Excellent. Even Rabbi Kiva says it's all better. So you know, you don't worry about your clothes. You work so learning so much. You had to get involved in machlokes. This is a direct stira. Get it down from Daf Nun to Daf Lamed Chesem and Beis. On Daf Lamed Chesem and Beis, it says Beferish the what person should say a bracha to demonstrate that he knows the what he knows how to learn and he's an Adam Gadol. He's a big Talmud Chacham. And the Rosh quotes the Simsachim that there's a mandate nichos brachas. However, the kasha is many Gadol Achron Masik Maran Daf Nun. Says that Rava got upset with him. Shows that what? You should be more what? Go with the shita that what everyone agrees. Yes?
It is
a stira, yeah. That's the kasha. The stira is why do you get involved in the machlaikas? The Gemara only had to defend him like that. But it's better to show like which shita. So what's the teretz? So the teretz of the Mishnah's Chachamim is, I want you to get this. Say for Mishnah's Chachamim, the Maharam Chagiz and Simenai and Beis, so that story was Betzibor. Mishnah Chachamim is named Maharam Chagiz. It's one of the great Sephardic Gedolim, Simenai and Beis. That story was Betzibor. And when you're in Betzibor, you should be very, very conservative. You shouldn't be what? You shouldn't be fancy. And follow the Minhag HaMakom. But when you are front only Talmidei Chacham, not Baal Batim, then you're allowed to Mishana the Nusach to show a Chiddush in your words. Okay? Sam, do you got that answer? Please get it down. How are you going to remember it? Okay, I know you got a good memory, but the Mishnah's Chachamim says this Chiddush. When you're in front of the Tzibor with Baal Batim, the Mishnah's Chachamim says, then try to be what? Try to be conservative. Don't be fancy. Don't misunderstand you. But when you're around Talmidei Chachamim, then you can what? You can be Mechadish something. And Daf Lamed Chesbeis, they're around Talmidei Chachamim. And Daf Nun, they're in front of the Tzibor. Okay? So that Lamaisa is a beautiful answer, and that's why I wanted you to see that Gemara. Now, I have a possibility here to say, you know what? Why can't we learn from here that he wanted to say that the halacha was what? Listen to this. Why can't you say this Adam Gadol who came, or his name was Zvid? Exactly. Exactly. Excellent, Nate. Excellent. Why can't you say that he wanted to pass like a Nehemiah? You guys didn't think of that in Seder? Excellent, Nate. Very good. Why can't you say he was saying Motzi because he wants a whole like of Nehemiah? He is an Adam Gadol. What's the answer to that? What's the answer to that, Kasha? Get this down. What's the answer to that? Because it doesn't show that it's like Rav Nehemiah. Because the Chum say also Motzi's good.
Exactly.
That is the answer. Doesn't show conclusively the Lach is like Nehemiah. Jacob, is that what you said? Excellent. Excellent. Excellent, guys. That is excellent. That's what you have to say?
And what's the answer?
The answer is it doesn't show that the law is like Nechemi, because Chamsei Motzi is just as good, right? So it doesn't depict that at all. You follow me? Please get it down, Gavriel, okay? That's a very important answer. Okay, now, Lamaisa, even though the clouds, Yachid Rabbim, Halach Yerabim, and Shittim Gebetza said our Gemara needed to paskin like this. The Gemara needed to paskin like this because the Chachamim agree that Lashon Motzi is Lashon She'aver, says the Shittim Gebetza. And the reason why we say Davka Motzi and not Motzi is because of the Yushalmi's concern of Erev Osios, like we said. And because of that, Lamaisa, that's the din, Halacha Lamaisa. That's the din Halacha Lamaisa because of Erev Osios. We said the Rashba said a different shot, and I want you to get this. The Rashba says in that piece in Dirmas Gehilchasa that Lechem Min Haaretz, you have to say, it's E.F. Charles Sakin and any Nusach Acher. Because it's not Miderach Haloshin to say Lechem Hamin Haaretz. Why can't you say Lechem Hamin Haaretz?
You don't say the thing you desire first, right?
No, you don't say the thing. It's not the derech of the lashon to say lechem hamin haaretz. That's not the derech. You don't speak like bread that was from the aretz. You know what I mean? I want you to get that down. That's the Rashba. What is the Rashba? So this is what you were referring to, Gabriel. Why doesn't it say hamotzi min haaretz lechem? Because if the ikar topic is never the last word, you don't leave the ikar topic to be the last word. The lechem is the ikar topic. You don't let that be the last word in them. That's what the Rashba says. I want you to get that down. Rashba says, you're two nischos you don't say. You can't say lechem min haaretz because people don't speak like that. It's not that Derech Loshon say lechem that's from the Eretz. Sounds weird. You know what I mean? And number two is, you don't say what? Hamotzi min haaretz lechem. Because the topic, you don't want it to be lechem at all. Halacha
l'maisa.
First nusach would be lechem min haaretz. You don't speak like that. Bread from oats. What'd you say? Lechem min haaretz. Yeah, ha. Lotzi lechem min haaretz.
Isn't that what you say?
No, the Rashba says the lechem min haaretz. You have to say. You cannot say lechem hamin haaretz. Again, the Rashba deals with two different nishkos you can't say. You can't say the lashon of lechem hamin haaretz. Why is that? Sounds weird. The bread that is from the aretz. We just say simple, lechem in aretz, bread made from the land. You don't say bread that is from the aretz. You just say lechem in aretz. Done. Bread is from the ground. You don't say bread hamin haaretz. You know, you don't start saying two hays. Hamin haaretz.
And the second one?
And the second one is, why don't you say hamotzi min haaretz lechem? Because the ikar topic is bread. You don't leave that for the last word. Lamaisa. You don't leave that for the last word. Okay. Now, I want you to get this down. The tour we mentioned in the beginning of Shir says you go look at the what? You look at the future. Is that correct?
Yeah.
He brings a raya from another Gemara in Brachas, and our Masechta wants you to know. From Nun Beis Mid Beis. Okay? The Magen Avraham and Sifkan Ches says, Nun Beis Mid Beis shows that the tour is wrong. What bracha do we say by Avdallah? By Eish? Borei? Me'orei? Ha'eish? Do you know what the Gemara says over there? That's Lashon Avar. That's Lashon Avar. Okay, but the Lashon is that Magen Avraham says, I don't like the tour's Lashon, that it means future, future. I'll bring you I'll quote you a Gemara Brachas and Beis and Beis. How do you answer it? So like kind of like Nate said, the Prima Gadam answers, the Raya, don't bring the Raya from Birkas Eish. Rashi says over there, that's talking about the order was created Shivim and Mebracious. So obviously it was what? It was created what? It was talking about a long time ago. That shows sheds no light on Birkas Nenin. Yes? Basically was your answer. The Prisha though in Ostalit says only bread do you have to say a bracha in the future. Only bread, you say, in the future. Because we're Modu HaKadosh Baruch Hu and is helping us out all the time. So only bread, Lamaisa, you have to send. Don't give me kashas from Brei Moresh. Brei Moresh is not bread. Bread is a staple. Hashem protects us, gives us food all the time. And therefore, the tour remains right. So I want you to get the kasha on the tour from the Magen Avraham and the answer of the Prima Gadam, and Nate was Mechavdu, and the Prisha. That, Lamaisa, comes out. So there's three Gemaras we saw already in Brachas. Our Gemara today and Nun, and what else? And that what? Nun Beis, Umid Beis. Now, one last nakuda, Lamaisa, one last nakuda on this. Please get it. Okay? One last nakuda I want to mention on this, and that is Rabbi Yudah Chassid. Okay? What did Rabbi Yudah Chassid say? Rabbi Yudah Chassid quoted to Yushalmi. Yushalmi has machlokes by Bar Priya Goffin. Do you say Bore or Ha Bore? Yes? So he says, anyone who holds what? Motzi holds Bore. Anyone who holds Ha Motzi Lechem Haaretz holds what? Ha Bore. That's what Yushalmi says. Yes? Yushalmi had it flipped, the sheet, as Nate pointed out in Seder. But the bottom line is, I want you to get from Yudah Chassid that whatever you saw, Motzi is Bore, Ha Motzi is Ha Bore. But what did he say? He said, I don't agree with that. Because there's no issue of irrevocius by what? By Bar Priya Goffin. Correct. So everyone agrees what bracha should you say. What's the nusach of Bar Priya Goffin? Bore, not Ha Bore. That was the chiddush of who? The chiddush of Rabbi Yudah Chassid. Okay, everyone have a wonderful day. There's a few other nakudas we got to do tomorrow.